There seems to be a bit of a machlokes in Chazal, as many point out, in the Gemara in Kiddushin and Daf Lametes, with the Mishnah Meseches Peya, as to whether there is Schar Mitzvah in this world, or whether we assume Schar Mitzvah Bahai Al Malaka, whether a person doesn't get rewards for their mitzvahs in this world. It seems to be a machlokes. We seem to paskin in Rambam and others like the Shita of Rabbi Yaakov there in the Gemara in Kiddushin, the Amar Schar Mitzvah Bahai Al Malaka, that in this world a person doesn't get Schar. The real Schar for mitzvahs that a person gets are considered to be in the next world. Because of that, many Mefarshim ask a question on Parsh Bichu Kosai, but also in Parshas Ekev and a bit in Parshas Pinchas and a variety of different contexts in Chumash, where it seems like we are told that if we will do mitzvos, we will then get schar, and the schar that we're going to get is going to be schar in this world. It seems like we are told that if we're going to fulfill mitzvos, then we're going to have gishmechem be'itam, the rain's going to fall at the proper times, our fruit are going to grow in a particular kind of way. It seems like, when I look through the Pesukim in Chumash, that in fact there is Schar Mitzvah in this particular world. So what exactly is it? Is there Schar Mitzvah Bahai Alma, or is there no Schar Mitzvah Bahai Alma? On the one hand, we paskin Schar Mitzvah Bahai Alma Leka, but the Pesukim seem to tell us, in Barat Pichosa, Ekev, Pinchas, many other places, that there does in fact seem to be Schar Mitzvah. We do get Schar for keeping the Mitzvos. So we're going to speak about, I think, four different Mahalchem. We'll try to do our best. The Rambam in Hilchos Teshuvah, Perek Tes, in Halacha Aleph, I think the Abarbanel has a similar kind of a mahalach as well. The Rambam writes that, in fact, the real schar for mitzvot is only in Olam Haba. That's when a person really gets schar for mitzvot, that's when you really get it. What happens in this world? So Rambam says the more that a person does mitzvot, Hakadosh Baruch Hu creates opportunities for them to have an easier time performing more and more mitzvot. That if a person is in a very good place, kolos nebrach lekolos derech zeh, klomar, imevatim es Hashem besimcha, ushmartim darko. If a person worships Hashem with joy and they're keeping the general derech, so mashpil lachem habrachos ha'ilu, Hakadosh Baruch Hu gives you certain brachos, umarcha kolos michem, Achatiyu pnuyim lizchakim betorah v'lasokba kedei shetisku l'chayi olam haba. The Rambam says all the rewards, quote unquote, that it looks like we're getting in this world are not really rewards for this world. It's that this world becomes an easier place for us to be mekayim more Torah mitzvos, so that we could then get more olam haba. But the real schar only comes in olam haba. That seems to be the shita of the Rambam in Hilchos Teshuvah. The Marsha Meseches Kiddushin there in Daf Lametes has a different mahalach. Other Achronim have a similar kind of a mahalach, where the Marsha writes that the difference is between a Yachid and a Tzibor. Yechidim only get their schar in the next world. Yechidim, so we get our schar if we fulfill Torah mitzvos in the next world, but as Hashem, we'll be able to get it in schar mitzvah b'hai alma leka. However, when the Tzibor does something, so then they are able to get schar. Then they're able to get schar even in this world. The rabbim are able to, and so too v'chein behefech b'chein ha-rabbim, says the Marsha. Rabbim, there's accountability in this world, but yechidim, it's all about the next world. I believe that the Satmar Rebbe, current Satmar Rebbe, Kiryas Yoel, writes in one of his svarim in Parshas Pinchas that he thinks that's how Pinchas was able to get a reward. Torah says that Pinchas performs certain actions, and Baruch Hu gives him Bris Shalom. Pinchas gets certain rewards in this world. How is that possible? So he suggests, based on the Marsha, that Pinchas became a person that was so dedicated and so connected to the Klal that he almost had like a din of Klal. Like you find sometimes that phenomenon by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is a Yachid, but certain Yechidim have the ability to almost have a Klal-type status. That is the suggestion of the Satmar Rebbe, I believe, in the Sefer, I forget what year it was, but on, I don't know what year, Tavshin Samech Beis. Parshas Pinchas has a Torah like that. There are, however, two other Mahalchim, and the two other Mahalchim I think are really intriguing, and focus a little bit more, not in the general question of Skarva Onesh, but Dafka in Parshas Bifu Kosai. There is a very big Talmud Chacham in Yerushalayim, Yaakov Chaim Sofer. Chaim Sofer has a bunch of wonderful Sfarim and Kutresim. He's an enormous Baki. So he has one of his Kutresims called Lecha Na'et Lehodos, and in Simen Yud Beis, he quotes something like, he says, you know, in general, we assume that Schar Mitzvah B'Hayal Malaka, but he has something along the lines of 78 or so exceptions in Rishonim and Achronim and some very obscure ones, where really we see that, look, for this mitzvah, you do get schar even in this world. For this mitzvah, you really do. Some of them are very sort of intriguing. I think some of them have a degree of overlap. But one of the more intriguing exceptions is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The Talmud Torah is perceived to be somewhat different. Talmud Torah person gets schar even in this world. He quotes that idea of the Ben Yehoyada, writes that in his commentary in the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan Sofer is a serious baki. Does Ben Yehuda in Brachos Samach Dalat Shabbos Shabbos Lamibes Erev and Chafbez Bat Metzia Kuf Yudalet, as well as in his Sefer Ben Yishchai Al Torah Parshas Ekev Daf Reish Yudalet. Happens to also be in the Shemi Shmuel. The Shemi Shmuel on Parshas Ekev in Tav Reish Ayin Hey. The Shemi Shmuel also quotes that from Chaim Vital that for Talmud Torah a person does get reward in this particular world. Yochanan Sofer points out that he thinks it's also the opinion of Rashi and Kiddushin and Daf Pebez. If I look at Rashi and Kiddushin, Rashi seems to distinguish between Torah and other things in terms of the schar that a person gets for learning Torah, even in this world. Because of this, there are some mefarshim that suggest that's what is pshat in a Rashi in the beginning of this week's parsha. In Bichukosai Teilechu, so Rashi says, what is the mitzvah that I'm fulfilling right now? The simple pshat is, if I fulfill the mitzvot, the chukim, God's statutes, if I fulfill God's mitzvot, then I'm going to get all these rewards. Rashi's Bichukosai Teilechu is a reference to Shatiyu Amelim Batorah. Shatiyu Amelim Batorah, that a person is Osek in Torah. Wonder many Mefarshim, why exactly is Rashi referencing Torah here? Why is Rashi referencing Torah here? Why is it Dafka the mitzvah? So some of the Mefarshim explain for this particular reason, that in Parsha Bichukosai, we're told if you do a certain mitzvah, you're going to get reward. Sounds like getting reward in this world. But normally, it's Schar Mitzvah Hayal Malakka. Rashi says, what mitzvah must it be referring to? The mitzvah of Talmud Torah. At the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, a person gets reward even in this world for that particular mitzvah, and that's why Rashi understood it has to be referenced to Talmud Torah. Here's a little bit of a you can this idea either you'll be into or not into. Why would Talmud Torah be different? What's pshat that Talmud Torah is considered to be different? In Talmud Torah, you do get reward even in this world. So Rabbi Chaim Sofer quotes in the Sefer Mishnas Moshe on Meseches Kiddushin. The Mishnas Moshe in Kiddushin has the following pshat. There are those mefarshim that explain, you know, why is it schar mitzvah b'hayal malaka? How can we only get schar mitzvah at the end? So some explain, because the Gemara tells us that you pay a sachir at the end of his job, that a person who's working, ein mishtalem es ela b'sof. A worker, you pay him at the end. So normally there's no schar mitzvah in this world, because you're in the middle of your job as no ben Hashem. So when do you actually only get paid? I only really get paid at the end when a person passes away. In olam haba, that's when the real payment comes. However, says the Mishnah Moshe, we know the Chazal tell us that tzaddikim ein lahem menucha, that tzaddikim don't have real rest in this world or the next, because even in the next world, sifsosehem dovavos bekever, that tamir chamem, even in the next world, their lips are still moving, they're still being osek in Torah, even in the next world. So it's like this. Normally, you'd want to pay someone at the end of their job. So most of the Torah, but most of the mitzvos, you pay them only at the end. When it comes to Talmud Torah, so even in the next world, we're still being Osek in Talmud Torah. So there is no end to our job as being Osek in Talmud Torah. The Melech Baruch Hu has to pay us as we do it. As we do it, Baruch Hu pays, because there is no end. So then you have to pay. Then you have to pay as the job goes on. That's why Talmud Torah is considered to be a little bit different. There is another idea which I think is very, very intriguing. It's an idea which is found and quoted in the name of the Ksav Sofer and Barsh Bichukosai. It's an idea that Mevaser Tov, the Bial Rebbe, has elements of in his Yisodos Avos Hashem, page 113, commenting based on the Teferet Shlomo, as well as Teferet Shlomo from Radomsk has this pshat. It is also, he quotes it from one of his ancestors. Who does he quote it from? From the Sefer Aaron Edus, Parsh Bichukosai, the following idea. There may be another exception to Schar Mitzvah B'Hayal Malaka. The exception to Schar Mitzvah B'Hayal Malaka, says the Ksav Sofer, Teferet Shlomo, and others, is that we don't get Schar for mitzvos in this world, but we get schar for the excitement and dedication which we demonstrate before fulfilling a mitzvah. That a person who's very excited, who's working very hard to be able to fulfill it, so we don't get schar for the mitzvah in this world, we get schar for all of the hard work and all of the excitement, everything that we invest before we actually come along and are able to fulfill the mitzvah. For that reason, they suggest, Rashi interprets, not in Bichukosai Teilechu, as just that you are learning Torah, but rather the Amelos B'Torah. The schar you get is for the Amelos, the schar you get is for the hard work and the excitement which you do in advance. So a person is toiling, all that surrounds it, that's what's giving that person a certain kind of schar. Why does a person get schar for that? Why do you get schar for that which you do before you do a mitzvah? Hare, if I don't get schar for the mitzvah itself, why do I get schar for all the things I do, investing in the excitement in advance? So the Mevaser Tov has the following suggestion. It's a very well-known Torah, the Baal Shem Tov. Baal Shem Tov commenting on the Pasuk, David Tehillim, Hashem Tzilcha al Yad Minecha, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is like a tzeil for us. The way that a shadow works is what I do, the shadow mirrors. If I walk here, my shadow follows me. Because Baruch Hu treats us in many ways, kivyachol, the way that we treat him. If we treat HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a certain way, he responds in a certain way. So really, mitzvot, a person only gets reward in the next world. But if we show that we're so excited to do mitzvot, if we demonstrate a certain kind of extra above and beyond excitement, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds also with a certain extra above and beyond response. So our response is that we are more excited in advance of doing the mitzvah. We're more excited to invest in doing the mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds by also giving us something earlier than we should really be getting it. That in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is already going to give us a certain kind of tzchuyos, and that's why it's Char Mitzvah Bahai Alma, Ika Legabe Ameilos Patorah. The excitement and the zrizas and the passion which we have to learn in a real, intense kind of way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also wants to go above and beyond and give us, where we are willing to work extra hard, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to also go above and beyond. He's going to give us char, even in this world, even though really on some level, it should not be deserving for us. So he spoke about a very, very fundamental topic in the world of Machshava, the Machlokas, the Gemara, Schar Mitzvah. Is there Schar Mitzvah in this world? So we assume Schar Mitzvah Bahai Alma Leka, Schar Mitzvah Bahai Alma Leka. If that is so how can the Torah keep on telling us that we're going to get certain rewards? So Rambam says it's not really rewards, it's really just increased opportunities to fulfill more Torah, to fulfill more mitzvot. The Marsha says that the Rabbim can get. Third idea is that Torah may be an exception, Ben Yehoyada in many places, and the Shem Yishmol, according from Chaim Vital, Torah may be an exception. And the last idea, that it could be that Amelus B'Torah, the Ksav Sofer, is more of an exception, Vassar Tov explains, because the more that we're going above and beyond, because Baruch goes above and beyond. Even though really we should only get it in the next world, because Baruch is going to give it to us in this world. Some suggest, I think, Rakhan Chaim Sofer quotes one of his 70-something examples, is some suggest that Sfiras HaOmer, also a person gets reward in this world, because it's Shayach to Torah, and it's connected to Talmud Torah. Just like Talmud Torah, you get reward in this world, also for Sfiras HaOmer. So Be'ez Hashem, for Talmud Torah, as we count down to Kabbalah HaTorah, count up to Kabbalah HaTorah, we should have lots and lots of schar in the next world and in this one.